we go. Let me have you take your Bibles this evening and open to the book of 3 John, please. 3 John. And just a reminder, as we mentioned on Sunday, that Friday evening at 6:30, there is a fellowship time, potluck time with the young men, with the Jewish outreach team, and some games thereafter for those who might be interested in doing that. If you have questions, you can see Heather Minion or Jen Saylor about that, but we just appreciate these young fellows as their days here are wrapping up. It sounds like they'll be able to be with us a couple more Sundays, so I'm glad about that. We enjoy having them here with us, but they will be living up, I think, at Bethel, right? Is that where you guys will be rooming, boarding with them for your last couple of weeks, and then heading back home and eventually back to school? So plan for that Friday evening if you're able to do that. Well, we spent 2 weeks going through the second of John's three epistles. I did that, and then last week it was the string camp. But so this evening I thought we would look at the third epistle of John. And in this little book, John gives us kind of an intimate glimpse into life in the early church. And it's kind of a nice complement, if you will, to the second letter. You'll remember those 2 weeks that we spent looking at John's second epistle. It was written to believers to know how to handle the false teachers who were abroad in that day. So in 2 John, his focus is, you know, those who come and they are preaching heresy. Don't welcome them into your home. Don't bid them Godspeed, for if you do that, you become partaker of their evil deeds. And so that was kind of the side of the issue that John's second epistle is on. There are these traveling, itinerant preachers and teachers, and some of them are bringing a false message, so he tells them how to handle them. Well, then here in 3 John, he gives instruction for believers in how to take care of true teachers who were traveling about and ministering the Word of God. So that's really what occasioned this particular letter. So there's kind of an interesting parallelism or similarity, if you will. They're both centered on the particular issue of these traveling itinerant preachers and how you work with them, but at the same time there's a contrast. In John's second epistle, it's when those come with a false message, here's what you do there. Here in the third epistle, it's but there are those who are out there coming with a true message. And in fact, there may be some problems and you need to hear their message, so here's how you respond to them. So that's kind of what's going on here. These two letters kind of fit together, complement each other. They kind of, when you take them together, give us the full picture, the full spectrum. So let's read the text here in 3 John. You follow along as I read these verses. John says this, "The elder, unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." And of course, those verses are very reminiscent of things that we saw in John's second epistle. Verse 5, "Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well. Because that for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles. We therefore ought to receive such that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds which he doeth, of the truth itself.
program. Faithful to brethren. explanation.